All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast.
Still a Chevy Cobalt.
Still a Chevy Cobalt, which is good news for Derek.
Yeah, in case last time you were listening.
Yeah, last time we were talking how Derek might have a new ride, kind of. Well, the brakes. You could hear the brakes. Like, when I was listening to it, when we would stop, I could hear it in the recording. I was like, shit.
Well, we fixed that problem.
To be honest, like, I got a little scared near the end. Like, I wasn't super scared, but I was like, what would happen if something did happen?
Like, it didn't stop?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or, like, the back, I don't know what would happen. Like, the tires in the back, something would happen.
Yeah, for sure,
man. Maybe.
I told the guy straight up, like, can I drive the car? And he said, yeah. So yeah. I just trusted him. But it was so bad. Like, even with Jess in the car, we were driving, like, to the store or something. I was like, this is fucked. Like, people are probably on the street, like, hearing it and looking to see, like, where it's coming from. Like,
yeah, it was definitely loud.
You know what I didn't understand? Tell me, as a mechanic, someone tell Chris the fucking answer to this. He said that my rotors were on the shelf for so long, he had to put them through a plane and shave off about... He said he gave me a measurement, like, say, a fucking millimeter or so of the metal to make sure it was perfectly round, right? I don't know. After sitting for so long, he said he lathed it. He put it in a lathe, like the new one, just to make sure it was completely, like, nothing happened over the years or whatever.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, you know, the inside of the drum? He lathed out the inside to make sure it was completely circular.
Well, what Derek didn't say is you got them used, right? And that's why they were sitting on the shelf.
He said
so
they're new, but he said he bought them 5 years ago.
Okay.
And he just never used them.
Okay.
So he said, I'll give you the 5 year old one. He said they're brand new. But for some reason, he said he put it on the lathe just to test its trueness, right?
Make sure it worked.
Yeah. Like, just to make sure it wasn't, like, I don't know, whatever.
Hollow inside or something weird?
It's like a hollow drum, and he just made sure the inside of it was all right and not like a fucking oval, I guess, or whatever it was, right? So he shaved off like a millimeter all the way around to guarantee that even if it was off in a place or two by him, whatever, that he would fix it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, if it was warped or something.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
So he would unwarped it by lathing the inside of it out.
Right.
So if that's the case, why didn't he just take the one I grinded away at and lathe out the fucking middle of that one until it was perfect again?
Like, yeah.
Once the metal hits it, they go, oh, the metal hits it. You need new these too. Well, if you have a machine that can lathe it out, why wouldn't you just do that?
Well, doesn't it need something? No, you're right, because there's the pads, and once it hits the pads, that's when it's...
Maybe they
were just so worn out that you needed new ones.
I guess, but like, if there's play there to drill, fucking shave it proper again and put it back on.
Yeah, yeah. I know... when I got mine done, he was like, brake pads and rotors are so cheap nowadays that we just replace them all the time now.
Okay.
Before, it was like, you tried to get it in right before, like, as soon as you heard a squeak, you get it in there so the rotors don't get fucked.
That's right.
But now he's like, we just replace them anyways. At least this is what this guy said. I don't know.
Yeah, really should.
I went on YouTube and, like, there was step-by-step exactly how to do it for my van, and I was like, I could do this if I had somewhere warm,
right?
Or if I did it in the summertime, I could do it.
And you could, man.
I could, like, it was step by step doing it and then putting everything back together. And it was even like tips, like, okay, a lot of people forget to do this, it's easy to forget, let's do this now, make sure you're doing this. Yeah,
you should put every how-to, not that one because it's too specific for your car, but every real how-to on like a fucking some kind of memory thing, like, I don't know, a USB
that's
a gigabyte, just to have it in case, like, the world or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
to keep it.
Always have the blueprints of society, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea, because once it happens, we're definitely losing everything.
Yeah, and all that information. Like, I started a book collection for the sole purpose of, if everything happened, at least, like, I have a bunch of encyclopedias.
Right.
Like, sets that I got from, like, a fucking Value Village or...
Yeah.
Like, all kinds of shit like that, just in case.
Yeah,
I don't know
for
why,
sure.
But, you know,
Yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either. Maybe our my kids.
Yeah, sure.
It's possible.
But, by the time I have a kid. Yeah. It will happen.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, like, I was driving today and I reached down and then I pull my hand up and there's this huge thing of pubes in my hand.
Shut the fuck up.
Why was there pubes
there's
in your
no
car?
Way there's...
I'm telling you, it's right there.
Shut
it's still
up.
There.
Okay. Show me.
Okay. Okay, wait. Here, I'll find it.
There's no way. None of us in my family have pubes. So.
Right there.
This? I know. I need a closer inspection. I don't know. It's hair. It must have came off a brush, a comb. They're too long to be. Let me taste them. Yeah. And then. All right. It's going out the window. Clumps of hair is a new low for this vehicle, folks. I wonder what the guy who had to like drive this into the garage thought.
Yeah.
You know how my car's a mess, right?
Yeah.
I had a car before this that was even worse. And I had to get the tires changed on it. And the fucking, you know how like you have that little thing that looks like a glasses case and it has your lug nuts in it? Or like the thing that takes off the safety lug nut?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. And they refused to go in my car. And I'm like, it's in the fucking glove box.
Really?
They refused. My car was so messed. It was Canadian Tire. They're like, no, we're not fucking...
We're not doing it until you clean it.
Yeah. You got to come and get it for us, and then we'll do it.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
So, you know, I come by it honestly, folks.
It's really not that bad, guys.
No, it's
we're
not.
Just, I'm just joshing them.
The old one was.
Yeah, the old one was probably worse. I never seen the old one.
Yeah, it was an old Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've told me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just fucking just did whatever I wanted it.
But luckily, those Hondas last a long time, those Civics. Like, yeah. That was probably the year that, like, one of those money years, like, early 90s, 95 or
something like that, yeah. It was that kind of strange, like, gray-purpley color that used to see them all the time. I haven't seen one in a long time, man.
Yeah.
I guess I did it right to the end, and then...
That yeah. Was it. Well, like, it's weird now. Like, I don't know how it goes. I don't know if people at home know, but, like, you got to get emission tests and shit. Isn't it, like, at a certain time, they're just, they're just it's too expensive or something? Like, if it's like, oh, this fucking shit's wrong with it, you gotta get all this fixed just to get an e-test every year or something, you know? I don't know. Like, I have no idea how e-tests work.
You don't have to do it until your car's 5 years old.
Right.
You don't, or something, or seven years old or something. You don't have to get it tested.
And then you gotta get tested. Yeah. And then if it's bad emissions, you gotta get a new car.
If it's older than 25 years, I don't know if it's still this way, but somehow, like, my stepdad's dad, and my granddad, I guess, has lived in a condo his whole life, and it's just an old people condo.
Yeah.
So there was cars there that were never driven, and this old guy died, and no one wanted the car, so my stepdad bought a Ventura, it was called.
Yeah.
And it was so old, it didn't need to be tested.
It was like grandfathered in.
Yeah, yeah. They don't, after 25 years or something, they don't have to.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, it probably won't be running anyway, so.
Yeah, so, you know, you can kind of sneak around.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
So, I read a fucking article today.
Uh-huh.
And it's good for me. I read today that this university did studies and found that regular consumption of coffee, like one cup to two, which would probably be a large Tim Hortons, would probably be two cups.
Right.
Would probably count as. Reduces the risk of liver cirrhosis from drinking by 44%.
Whoa.
That's fucking half it.
Yeah,
so if
right.
you're a drinker and you're regularly drinking coffee too, you can cut it in half.
Now, did you, like, cross-reference this?
No. I just read the one title and...
There's an onion on the page?
No. No. For some reason, I don't know.
Budweiser fucking put this
out? Yeah, yeah.
In association with Starbucks.
Captain Morgan's.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. No, that's cool, man. I've been reading a lot of stuff on coffee, too. Same kind of stuff, like, just how good it is for you.
Yeah.
Like, they say you should drink, like, you know, 4 cups a day.
Really?
Yeah, like, not like, you know... mochas or whatever those fancy latte shits are, like black coffee, and it's like really good for you.
Well, we're already in there, man.
Oh yeah. Well, I only drink 2 cups with you when I go with you. When I'm by myself, I'm only 1 cup a day guy.
Yeah, yeah. On the weekend, I don't drink coffee for some reason. It's only a work thing.
Yeah, you don't go out to go get it.
No,
you don't have shit to make it at home.
I got a Tassimo.
Yeah,
but I don't know why I don't use it.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. Like, they make delicious coffee, I find.
Sure.
But one thing I can't figure out, sorry for cutting you off, if I go buy Tim Hortons coffee or Starbucks coffee, okay?
Right.
and I try to make it at home, it never tastes the same.
Never tried it.
Never. It's always like different tasting. I don't know, like, if you got to use like special water and it's the tap water, or, you know, maybe it's just years of Tim Hortons use.
Yeah, but
that baked into it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Or maybe it's just the actual like machines that they use. Like they use like a, you know, high quality coffee makers, not like a $50 coffee maker, you know,
or $100 one. Maybe they don't give you the true beans because they know, like.
Yeah, because they want you to come.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you could make it at home, you know, it's way cheaper to buy a sack of fucking ground beans and make it at home.
You ever been to a grocery store that has the grinder in the aisle?
Yeah.
You pick what, doesn't that smell nice?
Yeah, it does smell nice.
Yeah.
I've never gotten that kind of stuff. Like, you know, coffee like that from the little grinder thingies.
My mom used to. French vanilla hazelnut all the time. We used to, be the funnest part. I got to put the beans into the grinder and press the button.
Classic times. I remember I don't know if you ever seen them, but we were out vacationing somewhere or like visiting like my aunt who lived like not in Pembroke. And we went to this grocery store and the grocery store had like, it's kind of like the same thing, but with soda. And you get to pick which flavor of pop you want. And then it pours into this cup. Like this, like 2 liter bottle, and you bring it home, and you can make like fancy kinds, like
really
root beer, Mountain Dew mixed together, and shit like that.
Garbage pail.
Yeah, but not like those specific flavors. I was using that as an example.
Right.
It wasn't like Pepsi products or Coke products. It was like the store's own versions.
No, I've never seen that, man. Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was good, but
a lot of people talk about the thing that they have at home now, and people in my office have it, where it carbonates any drink you have.
Right.
I have no idea why or how, but apparently you could do that.
Yeah.
Like you run your orange juice through it. Now you have like orange
sparkling
pop
orange pop. Yeah. I don't like fucking sparkling, like carbonated water. I
hate it.
Like I like soda, but like just regular water, man, it drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I go to fucking Europe and other countries, man, they fucking love that shit.
Yeah. It doesn't quench your thirst.
No.
It sucks.
I guess maybe it's like a sipping drink. Like you go out and you're like, hey, I'm going to get a drink and sit down.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't chug it down or kind of looks like alcohol. I don't know.
It's gross.
If anybody from Europe, you know what? There's this new chick at work who's from Serbia or some shit.
Okay.
I'm going to ask her what the fuck's the deal with that shit.
What's the deal with that?
She eats nut. Like the only time I see her eating food, it's like chocolate and candy and shit.
Is she big?
No. She's like small, thin, and she doesn't eat like pounds of it, but like, you know, she'll eat like a croissant with chocolate on it. You know, that's what I'll see her eat for the whole day.
That's both bad, the croissant and the chocolate.
Yeah, or like macaroons, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. So I don't know, like, you know, maybe she eats, that's her lunch, I don't know. I honestly don't know, because I'm sure if I ate nothing but that stuff for lunches, every day, I would gain some kind of weight.
Are you a slow metabolism guy, or is it hard for you to gain weight?
Depends. Like, if I go off on a binge of, like, fucking poutine, pizza, crushing booze all the time.
Yeah.
You know, not giving a fuck, waking up in the middle of the night, crush some chips. I could probably gain weight pretty fast.
Yeah, that's cool.
But now that I, you know, I don't really drink that much, and I try pretty hard to eat fairly well, I seem to can't put weight on. Like I tried to gain muscle a couple months ago and I couldn't do it.
So what'd you do? Just stop?
Yeah, I just said fuck it.
Yeah, like, it's a pain in the ass if you're not gaining weight.
Yeah, like I was like crushing as much food as I can, like protein all the time. If I woke up in the middle of the night, I'd crush a protein drink.
Really?
Oh yeah. And still nothing. Believe. And I had Mutant Mass, which is like you put in like 4 scoops of this like protein shit, but it was like fucking 1500 calories and like just a shitload, like it was muscle maker, like weight gainer, and I still wasn't gaining shit.
That makes no sense.
I know, right? Isn't that
you're
weird?
Dedicated too.
Yeah, like I must have been working out too hard or something.
Yeah, maybe you're just burning it off.
Yeah, maybe
were you
I was
doing like doing high reps, low weights or something. I don't fucking
know. Nah, I was doing like high weight, low rep when I was trying to gain muscle.
Well, that should be it. Then.
That right? You know,
pumping iron, Netflix.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've seen the documentary of making the documentary, Pumping Iron, but not the actual documentary, Pumping Iron. Because it's a documentary, right?
Yeah.
But they make it like kind of like a movie because they're like, Arnold's the good guy and the Hulk is the bad
Lou
guy.
Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Even though you feel sorry for him the whole time.
Yeah.
Because dad's kind of like, kind of forcing him to do shit.
Yeah.
It seems anyway.
And Arnold's not very nice to him.
No, no.
Arnold was an asshole then.
But they're friends now. Like, yeah, aren't they now? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure, I bet you Lou, like, deep down, like, because when you get teased and shit, you say you can forgive the people, but somewhere deep down you would think
there's some shit.
Grudge there, you know? Like, I know, like, when I was in high school, it wasn't really bullied, it was like a friend of my brother's, and he kind of picked on me, but like weird shit, like mean shit, you like know? What? Like, he'd come out of gym class and like put his towel in my face. He's like, how's my balls taste?
That's fucked up.
Isn't that disgusting? So anyways, that's the worst thing he ever did. But he would do shit like that to me, and then, you know, and then I seen him like years later, like say like 2 years later, like 2 years ago, and like he was trying to talk to me and talk to me, and I was like, I didn't talk to him at all. I wouldn't give him the time of day. And then like I thought about it. Yeah, and then I thought about it. I was like, you know, maybe I should just forgive the guy and, you know, and talk to him. But I was like, no, fuck that. Like, I was like contradicted, you know?
Any bully that used to be a bully, they have to come to you and be like, yo, man, I fucking grew up. I was a fucking idiot when I was young.
Right.
I've grown up a lot. I'm sorry for being such a fucking idiot.
Right.
Can you forgive me or what? And then you say yes.
Yeah.
Because it'd take a big guy to do that.
Well, he probably doesn't even remember that. And he was probably, the whole ball thing, it was probably a fresh, like a towel that wasn't used or something. Maybe it was. I don't know. Like, he was probably just saying that to try to piss me off. But maybe he did do it. I don't know. But just like, you know, so I was contradicted on like, I should just forgive the guy, you know? Yeah. But and then like the other part of me is like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Piss on his leg.
Yeah.
Shit in his coffee cup.
I don't know what to do about that, man.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's personal preference. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, so like this new thing I've been doing. Like, I've been eating a lot of mushrooms and sitting by a campfire and contradicting everything that happened in my life.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta do that.
So all the people that I've done wrong to, and when I try to think if they should forgive me, I go back to you know,
yeah, I'll forgive the bullies. Apologizing to
right?
Them. Yeah. I just never have seen the people again.
Yeah.
If I ever did, I would fucking wait. Talk to sorry and shit.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know why I'm talking about this. I just went off on a rant.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't actually do mushrooms and sit around a fire and contemplate this shit.
I see him in the backyard constantly doing just that.
Wintertime. I got like a teepee back there.
One of those like blue like square boxes of those shitty mushrooms that aren't even like magic. They're just eating those raw.
Man, I still want to do these fucking seeds I found out about. Hawaiian wood roast seeds.
Yes.
The legal things, man. One of these times I want to get some and do it. They sound fun.
You know those seed pods I took because of that show I once saw?
Yeah.
And I don't know how?
Yeah.
They fell into a beer box and I took them to the beer store to return with bottles. And they were there and the guy's looking at them. I'm like, oh, can I have those? And he hands me these dried up, weird green, looks like marijuana buds.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And there's no more said about it. Nice. So I still have them.
Nice.
I don't know how to use them though.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah, because they're there.
Yeah. Reminds me, man, I went to the beer store the other day, Friday, I think. And he IDs me. I always get ID.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it kind of pisses me off. But he like looks at it. He's like, whoa. Whoa, 28, man, no. There's something's weird about this one. And I was like, what? And then he like kept looking at it. He's like, I guess. And he's like,
what
all right.
The fuck?
I know. And I was like, what? And like, I didn't have a hat on. I had my pea coat on.
Oh, you're an adult.
I'm an adult looking motherfucker, right? And still, he's like, he was weirded out. So again, I know I've talked about this before, but something must go on in Newmarket with fucking underage kids trying to buy booze all over the place.
I get carded constantly. I'm 32.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Every time in Newmarket. And I know these fucking people have seen me before. I lived there 10 years or whatever now, or 7.
Even that girl that you sing songs to probably IDs you.
Yeah. And her name was Cassandra, who has never seen Wayne's World.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of which one it is. I can't.
Big blonde one.
Yeah.
Heavy set.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe next time I'm in there, I'll try to remember.
I always know see one the same guy ones. So well. Fuck. You see the kind of chubby guy who has like kind of spiky hair, like kind of like mine, but kind of all spiky, and he's like short.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I fucking see that guy way too many times.
Yeah.
You think I'm an alcoholic, bro?
Maybe. I don't think they judge, though.
Nah,
my mom used to work at an LCBO. I should ask her. She's at my house right now.
Jess used to.
Did she judge?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah? She'd come home
she
and
knew
be like,
exactly who was a drunk.
Yeah.
She didn't care. So, no, not judge. Just she was aware.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you would be.
Yeah. She said the amount of drinking that goes on there is ridiculous.
Well, like, working?
Yeah. Like, whoa. They had to send one guy off to rehab.
Really?
Like, you go in there. Spicy. His face was red all the time. And you knew he was
wasted. And while then, working.
No, one of her jobs was once, for a whole day she spent opening up like 60 ounces and shit and dumping them down the sink.
Why?
Because of whatever. I'd have to ask her. I forget.
Some guy was fiddling around with them,
like,
or something?
Like, we're crazy. Like, yeah. People return shit. You just dump it down the sink? Are you telling me, like, halfway through the sink dump, you don't just take a swig out of the jug?
Come yeah. on. But what happens if you get that sick motherfucker who threw some razor blades in there, or like...
It's clear, man.
Yeah. Okay, well, then he threw some, you know...
Clear the urine in it?
Ammonia or some shit.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? A little bit of... Well, I guess rubbing alcohol you can drink, but...
The first thing you do, apparently, if someone drinks antifreeze from a car...
Yeah.
To save their life, they have to drink liquor. And if they drink liquor immediately... Something happens to the liver which won't allow it to absorb the poison from the antifreeze, and you'll actually survive.
Really?
Yeah. So all if right. your cat licks it up, give them booze.
Give them some booze? Yeah.
Science 101.
Yeah, Science 101. That's fucking... I always thought you're supposed to suck up the penis. Like, anytime I've saved people's life who drank antifreeze...
Your uncle was lying to you.
Yeah. He's always saying, I drank antifreeze. You guys suck my dick.
Every Saturday, you chop. It happened again, man. Sorry.
Yo, so X-Files, okay?
All right.
It's back on TV. Season, all right? I didn't see there's two episodes aired, and then last night the third episode aired. And I didn't watch the first two, and I decided to watch the episode last night because they say after the first one or two, then it's just like the X-Files again.
Okay, cool.
Like that's what's supposed to happen. So it's just like a new season. So I watch it. It was honestly no lying, okay? The fucking funniest episode, the best episode of the X-Files I have ever seen
in
my life.
What happens in it? Why is it funny?
I don't know. Like, maybe the new writers are younger and were like, okay, let's go in this way of like a comedy. Because like, it was, like I was laughing out loud, hysterically, this whole episode. I can't do it justice about what happens, but it involves a lizard man. Who is also, he's like a were-lizard, but he, like, so he turns into a lizard, but he's actually a lizard man who turns into a human. It's the opposite.
What the fuck?
Yes, so, like,
that's
he,
cool.
Yeah, no, but it was, like, honestly, like, find it on the internet, people listening, if you haven't watched it, it was hilarious. Like, all pure, right. Like, it was genius. I couldn't believe I was watching this.
How great is that for big X-File fans? You just bring back your favorite show with all the real actors. Like, Jesus, man.
And also in that episode, Gillian Anderson, she, like, unbuttons her shirt so her titties plop out.
Okay.
She has pretty big titties.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they were so big.
She's renowned for her titties.
I wonder if they're fake.
And they're spectacular.
They looked great. And, you know, she's probably pushing 50-some.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not 50-some. Maybe.
I was 90s. Reading it's already getting another season.
Yeah.
With how well the ratings
are. Yeah. Two episodes they've played. Well, three now. But so, honestly, like, if you just watch that third episode, man, I'm telling you, it is fucking hilarious.
Well, how do you know the first two aren't? Man, you gotta get in there now.
Because I was watching with my mom who watched those ones.
Oh,
and she was
sick.
She agreed with me.
Okay.
She's like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. She's like, I've never seen an X-Files episode like this before. Right. And she was a diehard fan.
Cool.
Yeah. It was... Yeah, just watch it, everybody at home. I will not do any justice explaining it. Seriously. Lizard Man episode. It aired February 1st, 2016. Oh, shit. You smashed it. I didn't know you smashed that shit.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Really?
Dropped.
At work?
Yeah.
Tugging.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I was playing my air guitar and it fucking fell off my...
Really, eh?
Yeah, I play the air guitar sometimes.
Do you have a case on that bad boy?
No, I had the OtterBox. I just took it off.
And then you broke it?
Of course.
Wow. Yeah, I've never... it's so nice looking, the iPhone, without a case on it.
I know. That's the thing.
But, like, everybody who has a broken phone, like, with a screen smash, seems to always happen when they don't have a case on it. So that's why I don't want to take it off, because I fucking flick mine around.
Yeah, don't, man. Leave it.
You know, I pretend it's a coin, do six? Heads and tails. No. Huh. Five.
I got a four. So
yeah.
I'm not even gonna fix it. But
yeah. Leave it. Yeah, I'm going Android after.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm going that BlackBerry soon. Well, maybe not soon. Cause it's pretty expensive, man. You gotta drop like $400 and some.
Yeah.
And still go on a term.
I'm not on a plan right now.
Yeah,
so if I were to buy
me
it,
either.
It'd cost me full blast.
Yeah, I'm not on a plan either. I'm sure maybe if I call Bell and like make a stink, they might try to hook me up.
Maybe.
Cause I've been with them so long. But, you know, that's a lot of money for a fucking 2-year plan, man. And, you know, my plan will increase to like $100.
That's insane.
A month.
Just stay away from that.
I know, but, you know, it's a cool phone. I like the keyboard, honestly.
A QWERTY?
What?
That's what they call it.
A QWERTY?
QWERTY. A keyboard on the phone.
Is that what they call it? I thought that was just the like setup of the keyboard.
Oh, maybe.
Like how the keyboard, like with A, S, and all that shit.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think that's what it means.
Okay. Well,
I think. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% positive, but I think that's what it means.
I trust you.
But I don't trust me, okay. So.
Did you call your mom? And say about the ticket?
Oh, I texted my mom.
And she cool?
What? Oh, yeah. She, she's like, well,
ticket?
Now we know. Because, like, I was like, man, there was cars. So, anyways, this morning, my mom's come down here to help out. My son had a surgery this week, yesterday. And so my mom came down to help. And she came down Sunday. And she's like, well, should we park on the driveway? And I was like, well, there's no room. And it's like 9:30. I didn't want to bother D-Man. So I was like, I see other cars out there overnight. And I've never seen tickets on them. And so the first night's okay. Come home yesterday after all the surgery. She parks on the road. I don't even think about it again. And then sure enough, I come out this morning, jump in with D-Man. Fucking ticket. 75 crackers.
75?
75.
Okay, do you have any paperwork to show that you were at the hospital?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, fuck. But don't pay that ticket.
You think I could bring it in?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000.
But they're going to say you got home from the hospital at like 3 o'clock.
No, you didn't know that. How do they know that?
I don't know. Because the surgery was at like 12.
Yeah,
or like
so?
12. Right.
Don't pay that ticket.
Yeah.
Legit. And I used to work for Bylaw.
Yeah, you think they'll let me?
Oh, yeah. I've heard even worse excuses than that. To say, listen, this is this and that. Even if you want to make up things, be like, oh, I'm fucking struggling, this and that.
Right.
At the very worst case scenario is paying half.
Right.
Promise.
Yeah, but then I got to take time and go there. Like,
can't,
where do I got to go?
She gets her ticket. Is she
who,
retired?
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't even live here.
Oh, I can't keep up with this shit. Where does she live? Pembroke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Far distance.
I don't even know where that is, so.
Yeah.
An
Petawawa?
Oh, fuck.
You know where Petawawa is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like right there.
All
right,
well, that's not happening.
Yeah, it's far.
All right,
maybe.
Then pay your $75.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I knew it was going to happen. Like, I knew we would get one. Well, I knew it was possible. But, I mean, come on. There's no. If you look outside, there's no snow. That's
no,
the whole reason you
ridiculous.
Can't park on the road in the wintertime is for plowing.
It's plus 10, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Tomorrow is like fucking summer day.
Yeah.
Plus 15.
That's crazy, man.
Isn't that awesome?
That's weird.
Global warming,
man.
Baby.
Bring it on.
It's a good thing.
There isn't actually a map on the internet where you can look at and it tells you all the places that will literally benefit from this happening.
From the global warming.
Yeah, like economically.
Right.
Like the actual like climate of the country. Like,
yeah.
It's not all one-sided.
Well, you just don't want to be water.
Yeah.
You don't want to be near the oceans.
Yeah.
Because that shit rises, right?
Right. Those people are fucked. California.
Yeah, I mean, at least on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know if the East Coast could be all right, like New York and them. Maybe not.
No idea, man.
Yeah. But well, maybe kind of cool to have summer a lot. Like, if I got the opportunity, I'd move in a second to California.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like, all right, come work on this movie. You know, as a key position, but you got to come to California. Be like, yep,
yeah,
coming
course.
Right now.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I assume it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like, I mean, I didn't like mingle a lot with people, so I didn't get that fake Hollywood kind of people.
Yeah.
But just like going around, it was nice. Like, they're like, oh, when it rains, it only rain. It's not like raining in Canada. Like here, it rains for like 5 minutes, and that's like a rainy day.
Right.
And like, you know, when it's cold out, it's like. You know, still t-shirt weather. You know? Like, isn't that awesome?
Yeah,
beach awesome. Is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to be in shape.
You don't have to be in shape.
Beach is constantly. Hey, take your shirt off. Let's go swimming. Okay.
Well, I've never seen an outdoor workout place. Only on, like, TV on...
Venice Beach, yeah. Man.
I've never heard of it anywhere else.
Yeah.
I've worked outside, like, when there was no gym possible to me.
I really wanted for the longest time to put some of my weights out in the backyard.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, man.
Yeah.
But the rain and the fucking everything.
Yeah. Well, my plan is, you know how you can get those shelves, like, for, like, garages and shit? They're, like, plastic. And they're kind of big, like, they're for, like, tools and shit. Maybe not tools, but, like...
Bins?
No, they're not bins. Like, they're, like, they're kind of, like, work shelves that are, like, the size of me, maybe 6 feet tall. I don't know, maybe smaller. And I'd say, like, four layers. They just look like regular plastic shelves, but you buy them from, like, Canadian Tire or something, and they're for, like, garages or sheds and shit. Well, the plan is if I can get those for free, I'm going to throw them in that tent so that the tent isn't just a fucking pile of shit. It'll actually be organized, and then you can put them in there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be wicked, man. We could pump iron.
Yeah.
Spot each other.
Yeah. Spotting each other. That's what we call
delicious
it.
Delicious pectorals.
Well, it's like when you go to those gay gyms.
Yeah.
Like I'll spot you.
Like I do.
Dude, I'm just doing the bar. I'm trying to do like 40 reps. I know.
That's why my neck
sticks his
in your
fucking
face.
Balls in your face. Fuck, man. So that reminds me of that guy who used to look at my dick that I told you about at the gym. I haven't seen him for a long time, so.
Oh, he moved on.
I was probably going to call him out.
You
like, I thought about it. I was like, what are you looking at? Next time, I would have saw him. But
really?
But now that I only go in the morning, he's never there.
Holy shit, he misses you.
Where's he probably does. He probably. Derek, look out. Yeah, fun times.
Yeah, so that's fucked up. Dick man's gone.
Dick man's gone.
He found a greener pasture dick to look at.
Yeah. He's grabbing more cacks in there.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make one more return, and I get to call him out, and I'll tell everybody what happens.
Do it. That would make it
excellent. I will call him out, though, if I see him again. I'll be like, yo, man, you're like, looking at my dick again.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Like, I'm going to walk around naked and do, like, the slaps
the
and
helicopter.
See if he looks at him. You know the no-hand slappies, not,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Not
like
the helicopter.
Kids. Slap,
yeah, yeah,
slap, slap.
Yeah, yeah, that one. All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Penis.
All right, back after commercial break. No commercial today.
Straight at ya.
Straight at ya.
Tell me this.
What
how does Popeye's chicken and Popeye's supplements, how is that no copyright infringement?
Because Popeye's chicken is nothing to do with Popeye the Sailor, where Popeye's supplement has the right trademark to use Popeye the Sailor.
But Popeye, isn't that in and of itself?
Like yeah, but they have the right to use it. Like, they got permission somehow, or they pay whoever owns Popeye.
They both do, or only one?
Just the one who uses his picture. Popeye's chicken, you know, just because it's called Popeye's, it doesn't mean it's Popeye the Sailor.
True.
But
what
supplement,
if, like, someone had another thing and said apple? You know they'd be sued the fucking shit if they even had the slightest apple or whatever. Like, they're suing bakeries and stuff, and they like
right. They know. Are suing
yeah,
bakeries.
Yeah, like
named
there's
apple?
One name, something apple or something.
Right.
Or, and then there's another thing totally unrelated, but their fucking logo kind of looks like the Apple logo. They're getting sued, like
right.
Even though they don't even sell computers, it's like something else. Like,
yeah. Okay. Well, Popeye's is called Popeye's chicken is just called Popeye's, I guess here, but Popeye's supplements is Popeye's supplements. Do you know what I mean? So it's not just Popeye. So you can't sue for that.
Sure. I could just start a company and call it Popeye's, but sell
you could call it
treats.
Apple Banana and not get sued by Apple.
Right.
Just like their Popeye's chicken or their Popeye's supplement. You understand?
Let's ask.
Sure.
The lawyers of Reddit.
Sure.
So ask Reddit, man.
Sure. Ask it then.
I will.
Why are you asking me?
I wanted to be condescending.
Just. Okay, so am I wrong?
I don't know.
Okay, well, then find out before you ask these stupid questions.
I can't.
Very disappointed, Derek. Very disappointed.
Don't bring those weak questions in here unless you have answers.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh.
You're the one who brought the question.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm right, though. I don't know.
What is your position
on
the subject?
Not being an idiot.
Oh, then you must be wrong.
Right. Right. No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Sure. I'm assuming that's logical reasoning, what I'm explaining. But
what,
I
the second
I could
name after?
Second name? Sure, yeah. Okay. Popeye's Supplements. But Popeye's Supplements has permission to use Popeye.
No, I get that.
Right?
Right.
And that came out after Popeye's Chicken. Popeye's Chicken's been around for a while.
Have you ever heard of Australia's Apple Jacks?
Sure.
Or something Jacks, which was originally Burger... Or no, the... Okay. Yeah, there's... They can't call... There was a Burger King located there before Burger King started. And Burger King's trying to sue them, but they had the name first. So that's the only Burger King in Australia allowed to be called Burger King. All the other ones have to be called Burger Jack or something.
Right.
So...
So they were there first, I guess. I don't know. Sure. How does this have to do with Popeyes?
Well, there's a problem. They're both trying to use the Burger King name.
Right. But they had it incorporated first in Australia.
I guess. I don't know.
So that would make them winners.
Exactly.
They could give them permission to use it if they wanted.
Which, okay. This is two issues.
Right.
Someone owns Popeyes, like the cartoon. That's a fact. Right.
Yeah. That and must they be have copyright. The trademark.
Right.
Yeah.
They, the supplement company, obviously pays that person to use that
yes
name.
Yeah, we got that one.
Okay, so where does Popeye's Chicken fit into this? They're not associated with the cartoon at all, so they yeah wouldn't have to pay any royalties.
No.
But the name of itself is the same.
Popeye's Chicken is not the same as Popeye the Sailor.
I get it. Is it registered trademark Popeye's Chicken?
I don't know. You'd have to check yeah somewhere what yeah it's actually registered under. But it would be... Whatever the name of the restaurant is, it would have to be there somewhere. Under its own account or under a parent account.
Okay, how about this? WWF.
Right. They had to change it because
exactly
of WWF.
Right.
Right.
So why is this not happening with Popeyes? Totally two different things. One's wrestling, one's wildlife. Didn't work there.
Yeah, but it was called WWF and World Wrestling Federation, right?
Right.
And it was called Wildlife. What is it? World Wildlife yeah Federation.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe what WWF, the World Wildlife Federation, was there first.
Okay.
And then, so they were able to sue or get them to change their name.
But why hasn't whatever one of these ones came first sued the other?
Okay. So, why hasn't Popeye's Chicken sued Popeye's Supplements?
Right.
Because they're different names. Okay, they both use WWF.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, if I said WWF, you would think of either or.
Right. If I said Popeyes.
Yeah, I would think of the chicken. First thing I thought of.
If you just said Popeyes. If I said WWF, people would think wrestling. No one would have thought the Wildlife Fund until
I always thought of it. When I was watching wrestling, I always thought of the Wildlife Fund.
That never crossed my mind.
No?
No.
Okay. So, why are they not suing? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Maybe they have an agreement.
They must.
Or maybe it's just a name and it doesn't matter.
Maybe.
Well, okay, if you want to come and batter me on the show like this...
What the hell are you talking about?
You have to come with answers. You can't just say shit and then
I am asking you
shit,
hoping you know the answer.
Clearly, I don't know. Okay. I've said it many times.
All right, then.
All right?
You don't want the next question coming at you.
What's
then
the next question?
I don't have one.
No? All right.
But I'll make sure I do next time.
All right.
I don't know.
So names. That's what's been sticking in your head all day.
Well,
is why Popeye's Chicken is allowed
to be
called Popeye's Chicken.
It has to be. It's always been a problem.
Right. Because they're called Popeye's Chicken and Popeye's Supplements.
That sign said Popeye's. There was no chicken word on that sign.
It said underneath Louisiana Chicken.
Oh,
it did.
Now we're not in front of it.
I know, but it did.
Okay.
We'll go buy one
that
on
one
the way
red,
home.
That orange sign, it said Louisiana Chicken underneath?
Yeah. It said Popeye's in huge letter, and then underneath it said Louisiana Chicken.
I only saw the Popeye.
Right. So it still has it on the sign. So
right, okay,
another plus for Derek.
All right.
I guess.
No, I think I lose with that fact. Because then there is
names?
A different name. Completely. If it's Popeye's Louisiana Chicken and that's the brand, that's the trademark,
right,
and that's the thing.
Well, okay, what if the guy who started it was called Popeye?
Well,
his actual name was
that's
Popeye.
Totally different.
Exactly.
You have
so
a legal,
that's probably what happened.
there's a thing like that. You have a, oh, a fucking, well, I forget the word, but you have a claim to that. Like, you have a legitimate claim, a legitimacy, there's a word for it.
Okay, there you go. That's the reason.
Okay.
The owner was Popeye.
Yeah, that's fine then. Then you have a legitimate stake in it.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, just because the name's Popeye, I don't think, like, they try to sucker people in with, like, Popeye the Sailor.
Right.
I don't think they ever did that. Because I remember seeing commercials all the time back in the day. And it was just a black chick. He was just a black chick talking about delicious biscuits and fried chicken. Southern chicken.
Is Popeye an American cartoon? Is it like a Southern American cartoon?
Popeye?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He was like in the 40s. 40s? Maybe even earlier. I think he was even earlier.
Earlier than the 40s, yeah. Before the war. Or just during the war he became Popeye. Just before the war.
Just before the war?
Yeah, that's...
Or during the war?
Well, they used him to sell canned food.
Which war? That's why
the spinach. World War II.
Okay.
So...
So, yeah. So, like, around 40s.
World War II. So...
1939.
Yeah, so around then.
Yeah.
Unless he was obscure before that. Like, still around, but, like, not popular.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had lots of cartoons back in the day. So...
Because if it was, like... someone from Louisiana made it up and it's like the most popular thing in that region, then that would be more of a like trickery on
all you'd have to do is go legally change my name to Popeye the Sailor Lloyd and I could start Popeye's fucking dildos.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
I don't know.
If none of them have been both are operating under the Popeye name.
And, maybe they have an agreement and they're just like, whatever.
Maybe there's a big fight going on right now we didn't even know about.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Puzzling.
Not really. I really don't care.
No, neither do I. We should never have asked the question.
Yeah. You're starting beef over nothing.
Yeah. Let's fight each other.
Yeah. You're driving, you just like crash into the wall. Unplug my seatbelt.
Say it or I'm crashing this.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck it.
So fuck... No, don't fuck Popeyes. Either or. They're both awesome.
Pick one and stick with it.
Nah. Use them both. They're both amazing. You need supplements, fucking Popeyes is always the cheapest.
You been?
Oh, yeah. I fucking always get supplements from Popeyes when I do.
Never walked in there before.
Nah, well, you go online and there's this website. It's like Canada Supplements or something like that. And it's like the sister company or whatever. It's the same thing. Just a different, like their online store. And it's always the same deals. Okay. Like whatever the deals are on the online store, you go into Popeyes and you can get them. What's I think the it might worst? Be like a dollar more in GNC? Popeyes. Yeah, I hate GNC.
Is that the worst one?
Yeah, I think so.
We had the one when I was at the mall at Vaughn Mills. The fucking guy running, it wasn't GNC, it was Natural something. It was just right in front of Bass Pro. And every time you would walk in there, he was just trying to sell steroids to you the whole time. The whole fucking store was a facade. Like, like Muscle Milk, but really it was just a fucking drug.
Yeah, back when steroids were legal?
I guess.
But yeah, there was like a great period where you could just like buy whatever and it was like legit steroids.
Damn. I've never taken them, but it was a... There was a lot of people taking them back in the day.
Right.
I don't know how
they a lot of it up. Was in like protein and shit. Like you would just buy like how now you would buy like a pre-workout or like a post-workout drink and some protein. And a lot of the time it was like right in that shit.
Oh, fuck.
And like you didn't even know.
You're like going crazy big.
Yeah, you're just getting right jacked like fucking, you know.
It works.
Giant increments in weight. And you're just like, what the fuck, man? I've been plateaued at this for like 10 months. And you start taking this shit and it's like the next day. You're how fucking safe pushing over. What?
Steroids.
Not safe, I don't think. Maybe human growth hormone is. Because like, I know they give it out to people.
Yeah, like.
With low testosterone. And and the funny thing is a lot of it has to do with people who used to take steroids. Because that raises your testosterone, right? Yeah. And then when you get off that shit, your body stops producing it. So that's why you have low testosterone. So you go to the doctor and they give you a note to take steroids again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, doctors' take on things is like, do less harm, I guess. So like,
well, I mean, you need testosterone, yeah. Or you get all depressed, and you know, you start acting like a little bitch.
Yeah,
can't have sex with women.
Low test.
You know, it's not good to have low test. So that's why steroids are bad. So either keep doing it, or don't do it at all. Those are your two choices. Proven facts here, right now, guys. Proven facts.
Yeah.
Don't do it or do it forever.
And your balls will shrink.
Is that true? Your balls actually shrink?
I don't know.
I heard if you put the steroids in your balls and your penis, your actual head shrinks. Your skull.
Your skull shrinks.
Yeah.
The reverse?
Yeah, it's reverse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you have a monster hog and then a little tiny brain.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
Yeah? You're like a Goomba from Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah, dragging my knuckles and my dick on the ground when I walk.
Yeah. Imagine having a cock that huge. Women wouldn't even like it.
No.
You'd find one. Like, yeah. You know the ones that actually buy those horse dildos to use?
Yeah.
That's the only one you gotta find.
Did you see the guy going through the airport?
No.
And the guy's like fondling his dick for like 10 minutes before he realizes it's his dick. And they just both look at each other, acknowledge what happened, and then both like look away like and act like it didn't happen. It's the funniest video you've ever seen.
I might have seen it actually.
Okay.
I remember it was big. Like that didn't just happen today. Like that was like a little while ago, right?
Yeah.
Maybe even years?
No. That one you're talking about, that was big because they thought he had a weapon.
Right.
And they made him get out of the line, but it was his big dick. And he did. That guy apparently did have the biggest dick in the world.
Right.
This is just another random dude with a big dick.
With a big cock.
Like he's feeling his pockets and then he feels that and he grabs it and he's like touching it and grabbing it, but it lasts too long before he
realizes. You think the guy would say something like, yo, that's my dick.
Yeah. Just lasts way too long.
Like if a guy grabbed my dick, I'd be like, that's my dick. Like if he kept grabbing it.
Yeah.
He's probably like, what in is shock. Because like, it was so big.
Yeah.
So no, girthy.
Like the other guy, like, why does this guy keep grabbing my dick?
Yeah, I guess you don't, like if it was in the States, you don't want to be an asshole to them. You won't get on your plane or whatever. Kick you off or you get on the no fly zone.
That List. Fucking dude getting sucked out the window. Hilarious.
What window?
The bomber on the plane.
I don't know. I didn't watch any of this.
He's sitting in the plane like this. He snuck a bomb on a wheelchair and got on the plane. He blows himself up. The hole only becomes big enough near him to suck him out of the plane.
Right.
And everyone else lives. And they land successfully.
You're kidding.
Literally.
This just happened?
Just happened.
Wow. Where?
Priceless. I don't know where it was, but it was a Somali airline.
Right.
So probably above their country somewhere.
That's funny, eh?
Oh, my God.
What a fucking...
I wonder if it killed him or if he fell. What a whole
shitty. You'd freeze, wouldn't you? Like if you're up in the air?
Probably.
Don't you freeze when you're up that high?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, don't you?
Or your fucking brain would probably pop.
Oh, yeah, the pressure.
Yeah, there'd be like an aneurysm or something that just explodes your head.
Plus, his body blew up.
Right.
Or his wheelchair did. I don't know.
So you actually see his body go up?
No, but they filmed, as soon as it does happen, after, people pull out their cell phones and film the plane with the hole in it. Scary.
That's the first thing they do. Like, I'd be more worried of, like, trying to save stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I'm going to film myself dying.
Yeah, I love everyone.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they were doing?
No, but...
Right, you could do something like that, yeah. If somehow this reaches home.
I saw the creepiest video like that. You probably heard, like, a little couple months ago, though, that ferry that sunk with all the either Japanese or Chinese, school children on it. But they're not young. They're, like, 12, 13, shit like that. Did you see anything about that?
No.
Well, this thing sinking and all the kids are filming it and this film is like fucking 40 minutes long and you just progressively see them realizing they're gonna die.
Right.
Because for some reason, I guess the control over authority is so strong there that the captain's so stupid, he tells them all to stay put and they listen. Like
right,
they
right,
just
right.
do what they're told.
Yeah.
And then by the end, like the last fucking 5-10 minutes is literally them passing the camera on and being like, okay, to my brother, I'm sorry I did this to you, I love you. And like,
really?
It's so creepy because they all know they're gonna die.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's powerful fucking shit.
You see them go through the 5 stages.
Just like that, man.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Fuck, man, you should have just killed that captain.
Yeah, I think he probably was executed. You know, China does.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's kind of freaky, man.
Yeah.
That's communist for you,
You're
right?
You're gonna have free thought, man.
Like, not when you live in a commie country.
Yeah, I know. Stay there, okay. Fucked.
Do not move. We'll be all right. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been a mutiny.
It was a class trip too, and you see them saying, one guy tells his brother, don't go on any class trips and stuff, because this will happen to you too. He literally says that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyways. Any happy news?
I don't know.
All right then.
Yeah, I think I finished, I'm almost done that documentary I was working on, or our series or whatever on the video game stuff.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it might be too long. I haven't decided, because I'm trying to see who, it's a niche market. This is my problem. It's a niche market, and so the people who are going to watch it are going to understand. But I also want, so they probably won't care if it's long, okay? Because it's only 15 minutes.
Oh.
But, it could, I don't know. For some reason, I have a feeling it's long.
15 minutes?
Yeah, that's it. And so it's a niche market, so, those people aren't going to care. But, it's the average person. If I want average people to watch it, to learn anything from it, I don't know if I'll be able to hold their attention for that 15 minutes.
Yeah, so, that's a great point.
So I don't know if, there's one scene that I'm I can probably get rid of. And usually that's a sign of get rid of it.
Okay.
But I don't really want to get rid of it.
Why don't you let some other people watch it?
Yeah, I will.
Then they'll tell you.
Yeah. But, again, who am I going to get to watch?
Yeah,
I tell you to watch it.
But I love it, so.
Yeah, you'll probably love the shit, so you'll probably want it. And then if I show my family, they're going to be like, yeah, it was good. They're not going to... Nobody has the heart to tell me if it sucks or it's too long or something. Yeah. Even if I tell them to tell me.
No, I guess. Your last one was good. I would have fucking told you if it wasn't.
Yeah, right. Sure you would have.
Why not?
You would have been like, oh, it's okay, I guess.
No, I showed other people. It was great.
Yeah.
They all said the same too.
Yeah.
They would tell me the truth.
Right. But would you relay it back to me?
Sure, truthfully? I would, because you wouldn't hate me. You'd hate them.
I wouldn't hate anybody.
You know what I mean,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, right.
No, they all said the same, and they didn't have to be nice to me about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but this one's different. I don't know. But it could be just all in my head.
Yeah, you've seen it 1,000 times now, probably.
I've seen it very, probably more than that.
Yeah, so it's you're oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Give some new eyes a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just releasing it on the internet anyway, so.
It's good. There's not a lot on the subject, so you gotta be careful. It might become a fucking thing people love. Not a cult classic, but you know what I mean? There's not a lot of content on that.
Yeah.
So everyone who is involved is gonna see that.
Yeah, hopefully. That was the plan.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're not reaching a giant thing, but every single one of the thing that it is gonna want it.
Yeah, but even then, the niche crowd will... The scene that I'm thinking about, that I thought about getting rid of, the niche crowd would appreciate it.
What is
it? Is it a secret? No, well, I'm not going to tell. Because I'm not done it yet, so. I haven't just, if I was done it, I'd talk about it, but.
All right.
I can tell you after.
Yeah.
When it's not on the air, broadcasting too. The internet. The interwebbing of my feet.
I wish I had those fucking 3 or 4 VHS of those guys that Nintendo licensed to do it. Those 3 guys with mullets.
Right.
Do you even know anything about that?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, I fucking gotta find them. They're my holy grail of Nintendo paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where they are. Fuck.
Lost.
I gotta still have them.
They should be in your collection.
Yeah. I bought
these. They should be sitting right there.
There's a place called... it wasn't Video Quest. It was some other place in Bradford. And they were having, selling all their nonsensical junk on, an old rack, 30 years past its prime or whatever.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I saw these old VHSs with these nerds, doing video game shit, and I bought them. And they're amazing.
Yeah.
Just to watch them, it's like you're in another time.
You gotta find the name. We could probably find them online.
Yeah.
Watch them again.
Yeah.
If you can remember their names or whatever.
They'll be like, okay, it's like, they have, the stationary camera. It's like if, you did it, only less quality than you were able to do it.
Right, back in the early 90s.
Right. They put the camera down, and they put that big, clunky arcade controller in front of the screen.
Right.
And they go through all the things on the controllers. You can watch their hands and the screen at the same time to see exactly what they're doing.
So it was like the original playthroughs. Were they playing through the games or just showing
showing you tricks and secrets in the games.
Right.
And, and ways to beat end bosses. So, yeah, it's like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, really cool, man.
Fucking Nintendo, man.
Yeah.
They're the best.
I love it.
Yeah. I'll always have a deep love for Nintendo, no matter what happens to them. Even if they're the lowest out of, like, the big boys.
Right.
I'll always love Nintendo.
How are their market shares?
Well, I know they own the portable gaming,
like, yeah, market. Yeah, true. Never like, thought of that.
And I think they haven't done so good with the Wii and the Wii U, I don't think.
Okay. And I know the Wii U. I thought the Wii was pretty well received. But yeah, I don't hear much about the U.
Well, the Wii U has great games. It's not like how it was before, where, like, in N64 times. Or, right. You know, Super times.
Did you see the Sunshine Girl yesterday?
No.
Her little blob said she loves playing old school N64 games. I was nice. Like, yeah.
Nice. Was she hot?
Doable for a chick that likes video games.
Right. I guess that's true. Yeah. If you ever go on Twitch, you see the hot girls playing. I bet you they only started playing because they had big titties and they were pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I can make how much money on Twitch?
Yeah. I always think that when I see the really good-looking ones with the cosplay.
Right.
I'm like, you've never even played that game. You're just a model the company hired.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one, it was of Mary Jane Watson from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it turns out, like, she was at a cosplay, super hot. And then it turns out she was actually, like a softcore porn model or some shit like that. Like, Reddit, like, dug deep and found out who this chick was. And they're like, oh, yeah. But, I mean, I guess it's still possible that she could have loved Spider-Man.
True.
But it's definitely more likely that, you know, Comic-Con just paid her.
Yeah.
Or whoever, sure. Whoever it was at Comic-Con that would do that.
Yeah, they know that all the pictures of the models walking around like that get out there. And every, like, half the people that go probably go to see the hot chicks wearing fucking the Fifth Element chicks uniform or whatever.
I always go through the top cosplays of Comic-Cons and shit.
Oh, nice.
Like, I always, like, go out of my way to find them and check them out.
I've seen some pretty good ones and, like, not sexual ones. Like,
yeah, I always go sexual.
Yeah, okay.
But, no, I know what you mean. There are really good ones, and it's, like, there's even, like, documentaries on those people that you can watch. Like, you know, Vice, they do that shit all the time.
The one weird I saw that was cool was two people dressed as those ice climbers from the original X64 game. Yeah. Or, I mean, Nintendo.
NES game, yeah. That's
that
cool.
That's fucking cool, yeah.
Yeah. Which other one? I want to say a lot of Final Fantasy ones I've popped in my head. You all right?
Yeah, we're just going to get back on the highway.
Gone home?
Yeah.
Gone home. Sorry, everybody. We still have a few more minutes left.
You're stuck with us.
You're stuck with us now.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Fuck.
What were we talking about? Yeah, cosplays.
I've never been to one of you.
I've been to, like, a Canadian one. It was, like, the Fan Expo.
Downtown?
Yeah, it was right beside the Rogers Center.
How was it?
It was awesome. We came out of it. Okay, this is a pretty cool story. So, we went to a baseball game. My brother, my two brothers, and my father. Okay, we watched the Jays play, and we got drunk as fuck. Like, pretty drunk. And anyway, so, we're leaving the game, and we go across, and we see this huge lineup and, like, all these stormtroopers and shit. We're like, what the fuck's going on? So we go inside. We're like, yeah, it's a fan expo going on right now. And then I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So I was like, so how do we get in? Or I sent my brother or somebody. How do we get in? They're like, oh, well, either you buy tickets or, you know, you have your tickets already and you're on the list. And then so I walked up. And it must be the other way. And now I lost my train of thought. Yeah, okay, so anyways, I walk up to the fucking counter.
Right.
And I was like, and I look down at the piece of paper, and I'm like, I'm here to pick up my tickets. And she's like, okay, well, who are you from? And I look down at the sheet that she's sitting in front of her.
I
swear to God, and I say I found one that has four tickets.
Oh, my God.
And I say, I'm from this comic book shop. And she, like, looks at it, and she's like, oh, okay. And she lets us in, and we get in all wasted. And have, like, the greatest time taking pictures with everybody.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was so fun. Like, super fun.
What were you going to do if you didn't see that thing? What was the plan?
Just leave, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it
That's
wasn't
amazing.
Like... Yeah, so we got in for free. And, all the hot broads you're taking pictures with. Like, even anybody that looked cool.
they were they nice? Like, if you asked to take their picture, oh,
yeah,
most
yeah.
people.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because it's like, you know, Canada Comic Con, I guess.
And that's why they're there, that. Right? For the attention.
Yeah, that's why, right? Yeah. Yeah, they're dressed up, so you get pictures and shit. So there were some really good ones. Like, surprisingly, like, I guess not surprisingly, Toronto's a big city, but, you know, like, real legit ones that you see, like, in, like, on the internet for, like, Comic Con legit.
Yeah.
Not little Comic Con. Oh, in Canada. Cool. Yeah, it's fun. So I would recommend going. Like, it's pretty fun. Sometimes they have, like, you know, cool guests.
Usually Star Trek people. A few of them will show up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's their gigs now, right?
Yeah.
The people who were on a hit show back in the day.
Yeah, what do they get paid, you think?
Probably quite a bit. Some of them, like, charge per, like, autograph.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you want to get an autograph, it's, like, $30 or some shit.
I want to get, like, Mark Hamill or something to sign that that Star Wars Nintendo game or something cool like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know if that would ruin the value of it or what.
Probably not.
Tough to say.
The problem with autographs, though, right, it's, like, how do you know it's real?
Yeah, yeah.
The only way you would learn, you'd have to take a picture
of you standing there
with it, and then it's even possible that you learned his autograph and put it on another cart.
I know. You know. And now you have 10 carts, and you have the one picture of you.
Yeah, holding it. It's yeah. like, yeah, look, I have a legit one. That's the only problem I find with autographs, because I remember I got a rookie Lindros card. I won it at like a hockey tournament. It was like, did you ever play those games where like you buy like 50-50 tickets, but. Yeah. But, like, you look at the numbers and then, like, you look on a board and you try to match up the numbers. And if you match up the numbers, you win the prize.
No.
So, I guess maybe it was just, like, for, I don't know, maybe in our area of the hockey tournaments. But, anyway, so I won an Eric Lindros autographed card. Damn. And a rookie card. And, I mean, he's a pretty good hockey player. But, like, I always thought about that. I'm like, the guy probably just went to the back and signed that shit.
No. Well, yeah, but...
Like what?
Do you
why?
Still have
what,
it?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Have you looked at like compare it or something like that? Like,
well, whenever I won it, my dad took it. And he's like, "Here, I'll keep it for you."
Yeah.
So it doesn't get lost. So I don't know. Like maybe he did lose it. I don't know. I never even thought about that now since with the internet and shit. Go check it out. See what it looks like.
Did you ever buy X-Men cards?
No.
Like X-Men, Marvel X-Men.
No. Oh, okay. Just Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those you could get expensive ones of those too.
What was it, like just trading cards?
Yeah, it was like a trading
It's like baseball cards.
Yeah. But like...
It wasn't like Magic, where you could fight each other?
They later became that. They did have their own game like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I did was I actually ended up getting some expensive ones, holograms.
Right.
And at random packs. And I was like, oh, I'll fucking bury them, man. So me and my friend snuck out to a farm field and like plastic bag and everything, buried them for some reason in a metal box, thinking like we'd come back and be rich later. Like we were kids, right?
Yeah.
And sure enough, we went back. They were fucked. Water had gotten in, ruined them.
You didn't put them in plastic bags and shit?
We did, but I guess we didn't seal it properly.
Right.
Yeah, they were fucking ruined.
That sucks.
We knew it was like the fifth post of the guy's fence under that, and we always knew.
Like Shawshank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they were ruined. Hopefully they're not worth anything now, or I'd be kicking myself.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, how much hockey card, or not hockey, like, cards like that go for, like, single ones. I mean, I'm sure quite a bit.
Well, Magic still goes.
Yeah, yeah, you still get those original Magic cards. So, yeah, it could have been worth, what was that one worth? Was it, like,
I have no idea.
10,000 or something? Maybe it was more than that. I don't remember the guy that was crying on the internet when he opened it.
Oh, he wasn't crying. Remember? The Black Lotus?
Yeah, whatever one it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was worth a lot, yeah. Definitely a lot.
Yeah, it was a big chunk of coin for that card, for sure.
Well, those days are still there, man. I just watched a Vice documentary on Magic, like a group in Detroit that played.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're still really passionate about it.
Yeah. Well, when South Park does an episode on it, you know it's making a big comeback or it's still really popular.
I loved it.
Yeah. I don't think I ever really understood how to play it. Like, I thought it was cool, but, like, I don't think I ever, like, got, like, would play people legitly and, like, learn the rules and shit.
Well, it was like we would collect the cards as kids and get the biggest, strongest ones, and we'd think we were cool. And then you'd play a guy that had, like, a really tiny deck, they'd call it, where they could, like, quickly bring out monsters that only took, like, 1 mana to summon. And they would just destroy us. Like, we had no idea, like, how to play professionally. But
yeah,
those guys do.
Yeah. Why, would you go to, like, events? and play?
No, I wasn't
just, like,
good.
At school and shit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there would be, like, fun events where, like, everybody would meet up, like, and play.
Yeah, this guy, Nick's Elite's Comic and Cards, he was in Bradford.
Yeah.
I see him working at Walmart now. He sold his card company and everything. He just has, like, a normal job now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Too bad, because he was really cool, treated us nice. Like, you know how you're a kid and you save up your money, you buy a pack of cards, and you don't get the one you want, and you cry? He would be like, let me see what you got. And if it was worth it, he would buy your pack back.
Oh, yeah?
So you didn't feel like it. Like, real cool. But that's probably why he went out of business.
He's like, all right, I'll buy it back. And he's like, blue or whatever it is, black lotus flower. He's like, all right.
He was doing that. Like, we were kids, so he fucking knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah,
but we thought it was cool.
Nah, he was probably helping you out.
Yeah, maybe. He really friendly.
So. The more nicer you are to kids at those things, like, they'll come back, right? Spend more money.
It sucked for him, though, too, because I was with my friend. We were a bit older, and we went and saw him. Like, hey, you're Nick from Nick's Comic and Cards? Yeah. What happened? Bankruptcy. Oh, fuck. Shouldn't have asked.
Oh, yeah, you asked him. Bankruptcy, yeah.
Because we loved him. He was like a fucking staple down
there. Yeah, he was like your...
comic book
your
guy.
Your uncle.
That touched us.
That you never had. Only in the comic book shop.
He literally was the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah?
Like, couldn't have looked any more like
that. Oh, really, eh? Yeah. Big chunky guy?
Yeah, like exactly.
But
like
he was nice to you.
Oh, yeah, except for that part.
Yeah, where a comic book guy is like an asshole.
Yeah.
Freaking kids.
Worst episode ever.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That is it for episode number 64 of the show. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank Rather Unique Media. Go to ratherunique.ca. Check out the media work. And if you want anything done, message me through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. And when I give you a quote, message me back and say you heard this on the podcast and you'll get an extra 10% off, which is absolutely awesome. If you want to play with D-Man on Xbox One, his gamer tag is TheGrinch54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter @CarpoolingPod. You can follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and leave a comment letting the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it only takes a second, and it would help out immensely. So I hope everybody liked this episode because, you know, there was the first half, there was a lot of fun, and the second half, we kind of argued a little bit, and, you know, we're just playing around, whatever, nothing really serious, so if anybody thought that at home, don't worry, we're still good friends. Anyways, on behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.